Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Feeling like saying it,
it's going to mess things up. Mm. So let me step back. Mm. Listen to what God has to say and say it a different way. That's how important the tongue is. You know, people have started war over the tongue. You know, relationships have blown up because of the tongue, you know. And so we need to really get that wisdom, that understanding. So sometimes it's better to just shut up, think about it, and come back to it later.
Let me get some comments right now.
Just speaking on potential answers, looking at today, a lot of things are happening right now in the world. A lot of people I see on public, the responses are pretty emotionally, no matter what subject matter is, some black kids that are at school got arrested or whatever. There's a lot of anger, I don't know. From then on, they may feel like they don't want to ask somebody else for a dollar. The fact that you gave them that hard response turns them away from who they were probably trying to get. So there's a lot of that to get in ourselves. Yeah.
But I have to be challenging on the sleep.
It is all.
That also brings us the first number four, which is the song that brings him to your life.
People song, crushes the spirit.
Often, you know, we all can speak into the situation. It speaks to the fact that if you speak, you're speaking, because it's something that brings healing to your life. So you're speaking good words and good encouragement, and also you can build somebody up just as well. We can break this down often in this day and time, especially with the younger little kids. We often turn each other loose about what we're saying. It's not a lot of people that's saying, man, get up, we can go up this hill, man, and do it. We can do it together, but we often make fun of each other and put one another down. Hard, you know, especially for the teenagers that's going up in that time that are not, you know, especially coming to church. And so when they come to church housing and they're still not getting people are still not speaking good things into their life, they're saying, well, why must I come to church? You know, the same thing that are happening in the streets are happening in the church. Why even come here? So it's important, you know, for us, you know, as men, especially to continue to stay on this word, continue to stay in the word, and know that, you know, power of life and death is in our tongue. And it's not just physically, it's also emotionally, spiritually, because what you say at your mouth, you know, you crush a man. This is what the Bible said, is that you crush a man's spirit, and a man won't, he probably won't tell you. But you didn't kill this man spiritually, and some things you would never know, and that would be on your hands, you know, for the rest of your life. Pat, what do you think about that?
I think you're right on. Things that people have said through us years ago are still floating around in our mind. It's still affecting us emotionally, spiritually, and we have to really, as men, because a man is a powerful person. And especially when you're raising kids, if you don't speak to your wife and children in a manner that's going to edify and build them up, you can do so much damage with what your mouth says. It's not physical, but it's verbal. You're always down with somebody, always talking, never encourage somebody. And like Anthony said, you get to the point, or like Deion said, they never even want to. They don't want to talk to you no more because you're physically abusing them. And so, as men, we have to understand the man, his voice is a booming voice. His presence is larger than life. And you have to recognize that power and that authority he has, and you have to use it in a way that's going to be correctly for each person. For a young boy, a certain way, for a young man a certain way, for an older man a certain way, for your wife a certain way, for your coworkers a certain way, for your boys a certain way. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the wisdom and the understanding is that what I say as a man has such a great effect. I need to be careful with that. I need to tone it back, realize there's no need for me to yell and scream and you know, abuse my little girl. But you see it in the mall. You see it in the store. You see it at the park, you know. Here's this big man screaming and cussing at his wife and tears. I'm like, man. And this just going back in the flesh. I wish he would get up in my face. But he's not going to get up in my face because I'm just as big and mean as him. You see what I'm saying? But you can't abuse that power and that authority. It's like, really? Come on, man. Would you do that? Would you abuse that, man? Or flip your butt and then go somewhere? You know what I'm saying? But we have to have that mentality. Why am I abusing people with my words? And I should be edifying and building them up and not acting like a bully. And a lot of times we as men, we want to bully because we can't.
You know, men talk trash a lot. But sometimes that those words can really hurt somebody. And because, you know, as men, we have a whole mentality of, you know, we kind of wear our things on our sleeves, kind of hold it aside. And enough trash talking, of course, we're going to laugh it off on the outside, but that thing gets into our spirit and takes root in us.
Yeah.
And that thing ends up getting out into our family. And it spreads. We have to always keep conscious of the fact that, and keep conscious and we don't really understand how much a simple encouragement word. A whole person they write into that might spread on and on. Very important to keep in mind.
I like the way you brought that all the times, so like you said, it gets to our spirit and then it leaks out into the people that we come in contact with because you know, Pastor was saying a couple of Sundays ago, if you're watching a booty video, watching a drug video, these are the things that are getting to your spirit. And now it's starting to, it leaks out into the atmosphere. Oftentimes I tease my mom, you know, when I was coming in, she was a scary movie queen. She was just, that's what she was about. You know, don't go in the room if you don't want to watch a scary movie. And, you know, certain movies I watched, man, still told me to this day. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, but now that she's from the old, that she's from the five, when she sees me looking at the scary movies and things like that, I ain't watching any boy.
Oh, now.
And she's saying it's not that I'm scared. She says, I'm not scared, but she said, I'm mature and I understand now that these things are what you're putting into your spirit. And the thing that you put into your spirit, you just like you said, it's about the quiet for our family. Because these are the things that we are, subjecting our spirit to. And whatever we're subjecting our spirit to is going to come off our atmosphere. Oftentimes, before I go forth with my mom, sometimes I let the music play in our whole space and do what I need to do. My brother said, man, you always need to do what you need. Because I'm dedicated to the atmosphere. Because once you get into the atmosphere, just like that discouraging word got into that. So the word of God is that you're going out to everything that you do, and now it's like you said that encouraging word that you turn somebody's life around and just stop somebody committing suicide. It goes, Brother Anthony, who's trying on this mind.
But foolishness,
but
I think.
Chime on that,
brother.
Dion.
Just to be a little transparent with you right now, my father was an officer for the book. Yeah. It's interesting because it brought our family together and. talk to me deep, you know, say things like, oh, I'm not your father, going this and that, and, you know, seeing how much our parents come down to us, you know, a lot of times, you know, we had to deal with it.
Right,
you know,
right.
How we can really inherit what comes from our parents, as far as our attitude, it could be, you know, our demeanor, say that the racial lessons and her, well,
you know,
looking at how much of a reflection I was in, it was pretty to see. And I just, you know, pray that I've been proud every day. In their words, definitely take root. You see, kids running around, tussling back and forth, it comes from
it. It's
not,
I was just learning.
We're born in the same, but we get taught how to do things. So that's what, you know, if an intelligent child is created, then I mean that's a father of mine has to be intelligent as well. So if the child is lazy, then all things.
So true. It's their age. Just like my father. I say I'm just like my father. What happened? And it's like, you know, what D.I. was able to implement is learning and stuff. You learn what is it, a blessing or a curse? And then you start down like your father, you sound like your mother, family, and making wise decisions that they pass down blessing to you. And that's a blessing right there, the way God wants you to act. That's the whole thing of being involved in each other's life. And I can't stress that enough, is that we, as Christian men, we have to make sure that we stay involved in each other's life, because all of us come from different walks of life. But we all have something to give and encourage each other. You know, father or mother might not have been around, but have been in the church to help out, you know, their village mentality. Yeah, hey, you know, this person, right now, the mom, his dad has said, you know, we as been a church, we should be able to talk through. Say, hey, you're want to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a two-way communication. You can't stand over here and say, hey, well, nobody's helping me out, but hey, people are helping out over here. Stay over there.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is with our family. Is we have a lot to give, and we want to share. We have to be willing to share. Verse 13 is the very top. Cheerful account. It's all in the heart. In other words, when we encourage people to help lift each other up, it's like better.
Mm.
That's like better than whatever it is that we're going. But the person has to give it, the person has to be willing to give it. My friend went to the doctor this week, and they gave him an antibiotic. But if he didn't take the antibiotic, he'd be sick.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So it's a give and take thing. We admit, I think too many times, we don't want to give and take.
Yeah.
You know, we want to give away, we don't want to take
nothing.
And I like verse 33, it says, the fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is that's a scripture that we have to grasp, because a lot of us, Minister Jay, he preached it on his turn for the revival. He said, a lot of us, we want the fancy titles, but we don't want to go through the shame that we have to go through to get the titles that we want. We want the big houses, we want the fancy cars, we want the nice women, we want the nice clothes, but we don't want to go through the obstacles it takes to get to where we need to be. When we go through storms, if in our spiritual eyes, if we look on us, we will be all that God wants us to be to get through this storm. But we have to go through that storm to because when people start to ask you a question or just like we were talking about the gifts earlier, when you start this thing, people will start to hear your pain, your suffering. People will also see how God has put you through, just through your thing, just through your voice, Anthony, when you're playing the keyboard and you're going through your situation. And God has brought you through, people will start to hear that in your notes,
behind his plan, and even for the pastor when he preaches the things that he's been through and the way of God has been so faithful to him, when he preaches, he don't even have to tell you what God has brought him through. You can be able to sit back and say, well, you know what? God has brought him through.
Yeah.
It's in his voice, it's in the way that he expresses the love for God that shows. And what this person's saying is that you want to get the honor, you're going to get all the awards that you need, but you're going to have to go through this before you can get those awards. Michael Jordan used to go shoot 500 jump shots every day before he won a championship. So he had to shoot those 500 jump shots every day. That was the part of the humility. So now when you get the NBA championship and MVP, the hard work that you've been through is like I put it like this, it's a lot painful, but it's necessary. It's the things that we're going through in our lives. We have to go through them. So when we get to the other side, one thing we can say, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. And I challenge you to sometimes let people know what you're going through. So the next person can say, you know what, that wasn't them. And people will start to say that there's a God. There's God out here, and because I know what this person was going through. I know about the notes on the door of the addiction, and I know about all of the things that were going on in their lives, and they're still be able to keep a smile on their face. I know God somewhere. Brother Dion, we'll get you.
Like you said, the pain is necessary. I was at a church doing on a topic being broken before this mess. As you were saying, it's necessary because it was us.
Right.
So he has to break it down to the other thing. Thinking about it was an army of a couple hundred thousand, but when they got to the battle, it only like a couple hundred of them, and they were looking like, you know, how are we going to do this? You know, this army got a million people.
Mm-hmm.
How to do it? And when they went to God and they prayed hard and prayed before, the army killed themselves.
Yeah.
It was nothing of their own at all.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't do nothing that they could have done with the
front people. Yeah. So,
understanding that has to be broken and there has to be humility, as we all want to be the alpha, bad guy. But you know, trying to do all the things on your own, you're going to fail.
Yeah,
this is going to happen. The word promises us that we're going to fall short, and we're going to have problems. We're going to have so understand that the blessing is going to come on the other side. Way bigger than whatever that trial was at the beginning, because when people, as you said, talking about these things,
yeah,
so that people can see that it wasn't,
yeah,
that it was only God, only the love of Jesus, only the grace of God that kept me out headed for
straight.
The grace of God that kept me from that car hitting me when it was coming towards me when I was supposed to die at this.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, keeping in mind that it's not us.
Yeah.
You know, it's us.
That's great.
We have to. So. Yeah.
Brother Andy, can I give you a time on it?
Whew.
Christian, you have a time on it? Y'all hitting on the nail on this first word.
Yeah. That's our time. Just want to thank everybody for pitching in. Mr. Davis on the line for a second, but it's got another engagement. I can't get off. But this is what it's all about. And these words that we're speaking today will encourage each other to make it through the next week. And, you know, I don't know about you, but we live one day at a time. And so we can make it through the next day by the grace of God. But I appreciate you all tuning in. Appreciate you all participating. We're going to ask them all to both start and pray.
Amen. Amen.
First word, we'll hear you next Sunday.